Hey, Brandon, Chad.
How's it going?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, Veronica.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
All right, so I have two kids, and I didn't want the children to outnumber the parents. Now that's happened to you.
Yeah.
How's that changed your life? How are you coping?
Well, from what I've heard, it goes from man to man to zone defense. That's the best comparison I heard. But it hasn't changed. Hasn't changed a whole lot yet. I think once he starts moving around a little bit, he's only 4 weeks old, so once he starts moving around a little bit, it'll become pretty crazy. But right now, the girls keep us pretty busy anyway, and you know, occasionally we'll have to change his diaper or give him pacifier or something like that. But he's not doing a whole lot yet. So.
Right. Someone's got a two-armed.
Exactly. So I do work with Guide Dogs for the Blind as well, and so thank you for all the things you've done for the organization. Any word on how Puppy Crawford has been doing lately?
I haven't heard anything lately.
Yeah.
I think the last thing I heard, or I actually saw him and their family here at the park probably September or sometime late in the year.
Did you learn anything about guide dog, or rather just pet in general, training methods in your work with them? Do you guys have a dog at home?
We do.
Yeah.
He was already trained before we went over there, but the training methods were pretty cool over there. I went over to the campus.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
No. But it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, they're great dogs.
Yeah.
So every year since you've been with the Giants, your power's gone up, your slugging percentage has gone up. You get the Gold Glove last year, and of course, we got the other shortstop's name is now out of the National League, so that'll help
Simmons.
You in the future. Simmons. What, besides your defense and all that seems to be top of your game right now, power is way up there with 21 home runs, what specifically would you like to see an improvement on this year, personally?
I'd like my average to go up. I've been I think I had my career high last year at 254. So I think I'm a better hitter than that. I was a better hitter than that for most of the year, average-wise. And towards the end of the year, numbers started to go down. I was getting some injuries that weren't helping that. So I think if I could improve my average, I don't have any specific number that I'm going into the year to shoot towards, but I think a career high in average would be nice this year.
Your injuries last year, was that a product of conditioning, or were they just, twisted this, pulled that?
I played a lot of games last year. I think going into, right before those injuries, I was on pace to blow by my career high in games played. So it could have something to do with that. I felt like I conditioned pretty well, but you never know. It could have something to do with that. I don't know. I think they were just kind of freak things that happened last year. I mean, I got hit in the calf on one of them. That's just, you get hit by a pitch. You can't do anything about that.
It's not like Grant. It's not like your buddy Belt, who needs to wear a helmet every time you take infield
right
now, right?
Right. But the oblique, I had never done anything to an oblique, that oblique anyway, before, so... I think it might have just been the pitch and the way my body reacted, my body being a little bit tired probably towards the end of the year. It happens, unfortunately, and hopefully it doesn't this year.
It must feel good that a lot of people are getting back from injuries and feeling a lot better going into this season.
Definitely. I think that's the key. If you can stay healthy, especially with the team that we have, with the depth that we've added and the guys that we have on this team, if we can stay healthy, I think the sky's the limit for us.
So I saw the Instagram post yesterday. You recreated, or they recreated the iconic shot of you at Candlestick.
Right.
Was that weird and fun? How did they find that shirt, by the way?
The shirt they found online, apparently. It was an adult medium, so they had to make a couple adjustments to the shirt. But no, it was a funny idea, a very clever idea, and kind of funny putting that... Putting that whole outfit on and seeing how it all came together, especially the side-by-side pictures that they put online.
Yeah, and that was picked up by MLB, and so it went pretty viral.
Right.
That's cool. I love that the players here, it looks like you guys enjoy creating these commercials for the fans, and for the Giants, too.
They're so
I assume you guys have at least a little bit of fun doing this, right?
Definitely. I mean, I know the fans enjoy it, and I had to wear that outfit in front of a bunch of fans yesterday, so that was a little bit uncomfortable. But no, I mean, they enjoy it. We enjoy being goofy together behind, you know, behind the scenes and doing these commercials together. So, I mean, we have a pretty good time with it.
That's good. All right, well, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying we'll see you next time.